What's going on, Nova Nation? What's up with it, man? Listen. Yes, Mark Armstrong is gone. Done. It was always, now I can go back to all the stuff that I was hearing. No doubt, I was talking to his moms. So, you know, I'm talking to her. She was like, no, we ain't went in the portal yet. It wasn't official. They were still thinking about coming back. It was still all on them, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, no question. I had the inside for real. Then, you know, you hear this morning, boom, it's over. He's staying now. So, you know, Mark Armstrong was going on visits. He was meeting recruits. He was thinking about staying. But no. Now it's like, okay. Now you like, where would he get drafted? Why would he stay in the draft? Well, Mark, I mean, listen, y'all don't understand. He can get paid. And the NIL money wasn't more than what he was going to get going to the draft. They wasn't giving him that money. That shit wasn't, listen, they was not giving him more money to stay. So he went back to the draft. He's going to stay in the draft. The two-way contract that he'll get, I mean, will he get drafted? He'll be in the second round if he gets drafted. But this is a weak draft. So maybe somebody in the end of the first round will be like, he's Villanova. We're going to take a chance with it. Do I think he should have stayed? No, hell no. I mean, but he's still going to get more money. But and at the same token, I can't say that because his draft worth would have been more, and he could have got more anywhere. Maybe he would have stayed at Nova, balled out, and then got a transfer and got NIL money from Nova or somebody else. But bottom line, right now, what he's going to get when he goes for a two-way contract is more than Villanova would have gave him for NIL money. It's more than any school would have gave him for NIL money. So he's going to be smart and go get the more money. That's it. Even if he don't get drafted, the two-way contract that Mark Armstrong gets is going to be more than NIL money that he would get. So that's just how it was. I see some guys saying, well, they probably promised him. No, that's not why he would stay. Because he's promised to get drafted somewhere. That's only if you get a first round draft pick. And if you go to the second round, they're still going to give you first round pick money. That's what you're saying. No. The money he's going to get regardless is a two-way contract, is that. But Mark was thinking about staying. Yeah, he was thinking about. Until then, I'm like, Mark Armstrong with Brickus. Because Mark Armstrong was still thinking about staying. Still thinking about staying. Until he made the I remain to stay. Nobody knew nothing. Nobody knew nothing except the coaches. Everybody else you hear, oh, no, he's not going to. No, I heard, listen, I'm going to put it like this. Eric Watkins, my publisher, came to me and said, oh, he's not going to stay. And so I went to Vivian. I said, Yo, Vivian, I just heard from Eric Watkins that he's not staying. So Vivian said, where you hear that from? You dig it? I go right to the source. So I don't hear, he said, who is he talking to? I said, exactly. So there was not a clear decision made until just now. So before anybody, Leader Johnson always has the direct connections. Nobody ever has that. Everybody else doesn't have. I have that. Straight up. Vivian can tell you that herself. Yes, Leader Johnson was talking to me. You dig me? So, yo, I don't care what nobody says. I'm always directly in tell. When I was always saying, yo, we got this. I got something to tell y'all about some surprise or whatever. One was Sky Clark. Sky Clark and ZZ Clark. I talked to the father. The father said, if Villanova gets ZZ Clark, Sky Clark will come to Villanova. That was it. You could talk to Sky Clark's dad right now. Go. Did you talk to Leader Johnson and say that Sky Clark would come and play with Villanova if they get ZZ? They would love to play together. Yes, I got that on the text. I got it on everything right now. I got it on talk. He's like, yeah, I talked to Leader. The one time when I was like, yo, Villanova's going after a recruit. Dwayne Anderson was talking to me about an international guy. But Neptune wasn't interested in him no more. So they went up. I never reported that. Further reported that no more. Because they never went into it no more. Neptune wasn't interested in the guy no more. So they didn't even go at him. They didn't even go mess with him. They don't even want to put his name out there. None of that. I get the secret intel all the time, my man. That's just what Lita Johnson does for y'all Nova Nation fans. I go directly deep. That's what it is. Now, the surprise, yeah, Max Schuger was a surprise. He was like, don't tell nobody. Just say, we got a surprise coming. And then it was Max Schuger. Khalif Battle was not a surprise. It was Max Schuger. Y'all never heard nothing about Max Schuger or nothing. And all of a sudden, boom, Max Schuger pops up. Nova Nation, it's going to be a good year. Don't be all stressed out. Oh, God, this is so crazy. We're going to kill us. No. Stop it. Neptune's about to do a great job. Stop it. And once again, congratulations to Mark Armstrong. Yes, Villanova's going to go in. I did a live podcast, too, man. Y'all see me. I'm decorating my crib, doing things in New Jersey, walking around. I was in my workout room when y'all see me talking. I was in the living room, then I was in the workout room because I got, like, you know, workout stuff going on. But no doubt, it's going to be great. Just a quick one, just to let y'all know, congratulations to Mark Armstrong. The Armstrongs are going to get paid. They're going to get the two-way contract. No question, it's going down. All right, now, Eric Dixon is not coming back. He never was coming back. Why? Why did somebody put Eric Dixon didn't go into? No. He was never coming back. Mark Armstrong was the only guy y'all were waiting for. TJ Bomba was gone. I was just like, dang. I ain't called him. I ain't furthering on. I was doing some stuff in Jersey. I called TJ. And then I didn't further on nothing. Then I'm like, oh, he's in the transfer portal for real. So I see it on the internet. Oh, I didn't even follow up. I'm going to talk with my guy, E. Dix, who's going to get drafted. E. Dix will either be a late first rounder or a second rounder. He's going to get drafted, no question. So Nova's going to be in the NBA next year, no question. Tyler Burton, he won't get drafted, but he will get a two-way contract. He's doing good at some draft camps. Let's go, Nova. All right, out of here, y'all.